AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Episode 52,
for better or worse.
For better, what? So just for a friendly reminder, last episode, at the end of the episode, we gave just a snippet. We read a snippet of something that we that I saw on social media that I sent to Coach. And I thought it was very, very interesting. And we just went, we gave y'all a snippet last time, but listen. And this is not to go in on one side at all. Let me go ahead and give you my disclaimer.
The stuff has for better or worse.
Right. So it's both sides. Right. All right.
Like
so
a guy told me, he said, "Hey, I'm getting married." And I said, "Congratulations and my condolences."
See, Coach. See, so right. So look. Thomas
Cranmer, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, included the phrase "for better or for worse."
I was wondering where it came from.
In the Book of Common Prayer.
Okay.
This phrase
is for, along with others, like "for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health," emphasizes the commitment to a lifelong partnership through all circumstances. That's heavy. So I was wondering where that came
from. That's where it came from.
Thomas Cranmer. Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
So but we have to get credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
So here's my question, and I'm not going to dig too far. We're not going to go rabbit hole with this. What do you think made him even say that? You think something occurred in his life? He said, you know what? Hey, for better or for you know what I'm saying? What
he probably drew from his own experiences, I'm sure.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's interesting. And because it's a prayer, I'm sure he's probably pulling some from biblically too.
Right.
The Bible.
If you think about all of the phrases you just had me read, the other phrases, for richer or for poor.
Right.
Well, okay. That is self-explanatory.
Right.
So somebody had a financial issue.
Right.
And they were with their partner, who was obviously a burden financially, and they say, you know what? For richer or for
poor. Yeah.
Okay, what's the other one?
Sickness and health.
That is self-explanatory.
Right.
You speaking from experience. So dude had to say
he
better.
He had to been pulling it. I'm sure he was pulling it from deep. He pulled that from left field.
Let me say this before we go further. Strictly my opinion. I told this to Coach off air. What I'm willing to say off air, I say on air. Most of it. This is my opinion. And I told him this. You're going to remember I told you this. Men in the world, society doesn't really afford the average man a platform to express or to speak about his struggles. Yeah. His
feelings, emotions,
all of that.
All of it.
We're not afforded that. Like,
we're conditioned to suppress it, actually.
What'd you tell me your dad said when you cried? What you doing?
Well, stop that crying, boy. Stop crying.
Right?
Stop crying. Hey, I learned how to stop crying.
How do you learn how to stop crying?
When someone is doing that, and you learn how to stop instantly at that moment and control your emotions. You just learn how to suppress it. You become unemotional with our theme music. you become conditional.
Welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcast, and with a purpose where we learn how to, hey, for better or for worse. It's the infamous.
Go ahead,
rest assured, this is your boy Coach Boston, aka Steeler Nation since 1976. It's the infamous Yoda Man since 1968. You learn,
man. You learn. That's a condition. I mean, I'm not saying it in a bad way, but I'm learning to do things to make my dad, you know, happy with me. So if not crying is something that I'm not going to do it. But at the same time, as you grow older, you learn that, you know, as Jim Valvano said, you need to cry sometimes.
Right.
You need to get it out.
It's healthy, dude.
Yeah, you need to get it out.
So, that's good.
We can go up anything.
I know,
right? Hey, but so let me follow up quick. We talked about last week, Devin Booker signed that major contract, and maybe he was the Kirk Cousins of NBA basketball.
Right.
So his agent is actually Jessica Helts and his dad. That was his agent. Wow. The agent for Kirk Cousins is Mike McCarthy of Vayner Sports. So yeah, they're two different agents, but they both did a good job.
They some good agents.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told you before we go any further, I got to make this declaration. This has absolutely nothing to do. It's not even scripted, but I wrote it down. I wrote it in because I'm sick of them. I am no longer an Auburn fan.
Why?
No, I'm done with them. South has been pulling on me for like the last 2 or 3 years. Uh-huh. I really like South. I like what they're doing. I really do. Seriously, I like.
Why don't you like Auburn?
I just want to represent South Alabama. I do because they're here. I like Auburn, but I'm saying is publicly.
Okay.
I don't want nobody to say I'm a bandwagon.
Okay, I got you.
That's why I'm doing this.
I got you.
South, I'm rooting for South.
Okay.
Jaguars. Go Jaguars.
Go Jaguars. All
right. I'm buying shirts, T-shirts, everything.
Okay.
Jags. Hey, and listen, just y'all look out for us. Coach and I, we're gonna pop up at one of the South games.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all. Yeah. And we're going to be prominent figures, so get on board right now. We're on and off the field sports podcast. Shout out to us.
I just had to put that in there right quick.
No doubt. All right. So the other follow up.
Right.
We had the episode stacks.
Okay.
Remember you were showing me all our episodes that we did.
Yes.
We were talking about how a year's work looks.
Yes.
Do you know the font that we use on these stacks right here? Like the font that you're looking at right now?
Right.
That is size 15. For Mary, so her age.
What?
Yeah. So this is all the fonts we use is the actual not, you know, to do 12, 14, 16. I do 15.
On purpose for Mary.
And the font name is, I saw it one day and I was like, I pronounced it. It's actually pronounced Mary-O-U-I. And I saw it as Mary, you and I.
That's fire.
So that's the font. It's Japanese for clarity.
Oh my goodness, dude.
Yeah, so that's the font we use for each episode.
Dude, you could have put that on the things that make you go, huh? Or Mary's Nugget fun fact. What? That's fire, coach.
Yeah, yeah. I thought about when we were doing those episode stacks. I started looking at them. I was like, you know what?
Right there, dude.
Yeah, yeah, so that's what we use every time. So she's all throughout this. There's all sorts of little nuggets here.
Dude,
yeah.
That's hard right there. Dude. Shout out to you for that.
So let's pray. Dude,
so first of all, last episode, correct me if I'm wrong, we prayed for the flood victims of Texas.
Correct.
And North Carolina.
Right.
So what you were telling me before we went hot
this week
live was that the same system.
I'm not sure if it's the same system, but they had flooding in general in New Jersey as well.
Okay.
Parts of areas where I used to be at.
So I see you got Route 22 on here.
So Route 22, I saw on Facebook, it was basically a river. Looked like a river.
Wow.
This is a road that I would drive through like I ride up and down Airport Boulevard.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it was like normal. You know, when you walk in my house, right to the right, there's a picture of me and my dad sitting there. He's holding me as I was a kid. Do you ever notice that?
I never have. Vaguely.
When you walk in just to the right, I'm sitting
there.
There's
so much Pittsburgh Steelers.
I know. This is the one thing that's not Steelers.
Okay.
It's right there to the right, and he's holding me. I'm 6 years old.
Okay.
And I got Winnie the Pooh teddy bear.
What?
We were on Route 22, and I left the teddy bear at the store. Man cried for days.
How old were you?
6 years old.
Listen.
6 years old.
You know, I'm sitting here listening to this story. This sounds like some of a freaking movie.
That's what I'm brought picturing. Me back.
Like Route 22, you lose your Winnie the Pooh. I'm looking at the Winnie the Pooh. I'm looking at him. He beige with the red and the blue on.
The yellow. He yellow. Was the yellow.
I mean,
yeah.
The yellow. Yes. Yeah. That's the Winnie the Pooh. Yes. Oh, my goodness, dude.
Yes. I, man, that was my, that was, you know, how they had Linus had the little blanket.
Right. And that was your Linus.
That was my blanket.
Fire.
That's crazy. So
let's pray
for
them.
Let's pray for the victims, man. So we're sending up prayers for the victims and the families, the lost, the, you know, everything that's concerning you guys. So we're asking the Lord to restore and to keep you, you know, and comfort you, you know, in this time of struggle. So, yeah, definitely. Man.
Yeah. No
prayers
doubt.
Out to them, man.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yep. Yep. All right, so this is somebody we have not.
We haven't heard from Wayne in a while.
We haven't. We haven't heard from him.
Wayne is our bounty hunter.
He is.
And he was a bounty hunter back in the 70s when before cell phones and
Wayne would
all
say 70s. He would pronounce it 70s. You know, back in the 70s, I caught one down there in the creek back in the 70s. Let's see if we can get Wayne on the phone, man. What's happening, Wayne?
So he's our bounty hunter.
Hello?
Wayne the Bounty Hunter, welcome to On and Out the Field. You know who called you, man. Sports Podcasting with a Purpose. What's up?
The Rock Waller Hall.
Can we get that bark right quick, Wayne? Hey, you know you got Coach on here, man.
What's up? What's up, Wayne?
Oh, y'all got it. What's going on?
You know it. You know it. Give us something, bro. What you got?
We were looking for this one guy. He had shot a couple of folks. We had been looking for him for about 6 months.
Oh, my goodness.
And we went into a little hick town while somebody spotted him. So we went up to the little service station, got out, bought a couple of drinks and tater chips. So we were asking this man in the store, had he seen this guy? You know, we showed him a picture, and he said, no, I ain't seen around this part. So we got ready to go. So we told the guy, you know, you be careful, man, because, you know, he's somewhere in this area. So I said, you and the guy outside, y'all be careful, you know. He said, what guy outside? I said, the guy there sweeping up, back there in the back, you know, putting stuff in the dumpster. He's somebody. I'm here by myself.
What?
We went out there. It was him. Yeah, like he was working there because he seen us pull up. You know, because, you know, we were trapped and stuff when we got out.
Start cleaning the dumpster.
Yeah, he out there sweeping up. Yeah.
He immediately became employed.
Well, he done hired himself. Yeah.
Wayne, that's a good one, that Wayne. Wayne, hey, that listen, good, man. On that, man, give us that bark before we let you go, man. Man, we appreciate you, Wayne. Take care, man.
Rockwaller
holler. Rockwaller
holler.
I'll put a Rockwaller. I'll feed him gunpowder.
All right, Wayne. We talk to you later.
Peace.
All right, later.
Bye-bye. Listen, bro.
Boy, he young.
Wayne the
Bounty. I could picture that, though. You what? Know? I could picture that.
Dude start cleaning a dumpster. He said... He said, man, you got working on. He said, who working? Man, I'm here by myself. Well, who was that Negro back there working? Oh, that's.
Oh, my God.
All right, man. All right,
let's laugh some more.
Wait a minute. Before we move forward, we were going out there and get us some tater chips.
Tater.
And some drinks,
baby.
All right, class concept. Right. My wife says I'm too competitive.
Really?
You know what I told her?
What?
I already knew that.
Marriages are made in heaven.
Uh-oh.
Then again, so is thunder, lightning, tornadoes,
oh,
and hell.
Oh, my goodness, dude. All right, a married man should forget his mistakes.
True.
there's no use in two people remembering the same thing. Oh, man.
A man once got his credit card stolen, but when he was asked to report it, he said he didn't want to because the thief was spending way less than his wife ever did.
Oh, my goodness. What's the secret to a happy marriage?
What?
Find a woman who can cook, find a woman who is an animal in bed, and find a woman with lots of money, and make sure these three women never meet.
What are the four rings you need to get married?
What?
An engagement ring, a wedding ring, suffering, and enduring.
What did the husband say to his wife when she asked him why he came home early from work?
What?
My boss told me to go to hell. Oh, my. Oh, man, that's tough.
Marriage is like going to a restaurant.
How?
You order what you want, then you see what the other person has, and you wish you ordered that.
Oh, man, dude. Listen, y'all. All right, first and ten.
Let's call Mason.
We're going to call Mason, y'all. Listen, this little dude lit up.
This is our mini Stephen A.
Yes,
Smith.
This little dude lit the show up, like, with his bright personality, man. So we about to hit old Mason up. We're going to check on Sister Chapman.
Yes, Sister Chapman. Let's check on Sister Chapman. Sister Chapman.
That's how we're going
to
be.
Sister Chapman, can we speak to your son, Mason, please?
Hello.
Good morning, Sister Chapman. How you doing?
Praise God.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Praise God, Sister Chapman. We just wanted to call and see how the very one and only Sister Chapman and the one and only little Mason was doing this morning.
We're doing good. Thank you so much for asking.
Amen. You know, amen, Sister Chapman. You know who called you. Listen, let me say this before we speak to Mason. Correct me if I'm wrong. Are you an avid listener to the show now?
I am.
So you listen. Shout out.
Get the hand clap.
You get the hand clap, Sister Chapman.
Amen.
So let me ask you this. What do you find amusing about the show? What do you like about the show?
My favorite is, the back and bottom, sister.
Nurse Thickum.
Nurse Thickum.
Everybody what in the world? You know, Nurse, we've been trying to get her tempered down because she got to watch it with her words, especially she's letting us know about sex and her husband. She just talking a little too much. But everybody loves Nurse Thickums.
I don't know, man.
So you don't just hang around for Nurse Thickums, though, do you? Any other parts intriguing to you?
Well, I like the topics that you guys have been having lately has been real interesting.
Wow.
Nice.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Tell them what the number one show in podcasting. Could you tell them that it's on and off the field? Let me get you say, the number one sports podcasting show is on and off the field.
Okay, so the number one podcast show is on and off the field.
We gotta dance with it.
I am your father.
I am your father.
You ain't ready for all this. Can we get our buddy Mason on, please?
Yes. Give me just a second. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Mason!
What's up, Mason?
I'm back.
What's up, big guy?
Nothing much.
Hey, so, you know we got to ask you a few questions about some basketball, okay?
Yes, sir.
NBA, you ready?
Yes.
Here's a question. Would OKC have won the NBA championship if Haliburton for the Indiana Pacers didn't get hurt? Would they have won, do you think?
Now, I actually wanted the Indiana Pacers to win because of Haliburton, but when everyone was talking about he tore his ACL, he tore his hamstring, Mark, man, they had already lost the game because he's a key part onto that team.
So you think it's different if Haliburton stays healthy?
So he would have picked him. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
All right. Next question. Can OKC repeat next year? And if so, why?
I think they could, but not most likely. Like, they are a young team. Their average team age is like 24.
Yep.
Shay's young. The main key players like Shay, all of them are just young. So as long as they don't make any trades or anything, they might be able to repeat.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Okay.
All right. Which player or team in the WNBA now has impressed you this year the most?
WNBA. Which player or team? Or both. Give us both.
Shout out to Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever.
Okay. Okay. So that's both? Caitlin Clark and the Fever?
Yeah. Nice.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So she's got injured, right? Mm. She got injured.
I think a groin.
She re-injured her groin.
Yeah.
So what you think, how you think her recovery going to come about? You think she's going to be back soon?
When did she ever get injured?
Just recently.
Just recently.
Yeah, this week.
Yeah.
This week.
This past actually. Week.
Yeah. That's what she didn't, she had didn't the All-Star
play. Game. Right. She didn't play.
She didn't play last night in the All-Stars because she got injured, I think, what, Monday or Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
She got injured this week.
Yeah, she got injured, buddy. So we're going to be praying her safe. We got to get her to come back.
You're right. Mason, all the people you like is getting injured.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Halliburton and now, Caitlin Clark.
Hey, Mason, how you think Halliburton going to do next year? How you think the Pacers going to do next year?
He ain't going to play next year. He can't play.
He can't play.
He going to miss the whole year.
Wow. How you think the
Pacers? Wait, what?
It came out. Halliburton going to miss all of next
year.
Wow.
Because of that.
Because of his injury. The severity of his injury.
Wow. That's got to be pretty bad.
Yeah. He's going to miss the entire season next year.
Mason, what are the
My jaw is actually dropping right now.
Sorry, my brother.
Listen, Coach bringing you that bad news, man. So what you think the Pacers going to do now, dude?
They ain't got to do nothing.
Wow.
They went 50-32 this year.
Hey, what happened to Siakam?
So in that case, they barely made the playoffs.
What happened to Siakam? Why didn't Siakam step up?
I don't know.
That's just what it is. Hey, Mason, man, we appreciate you, brother. We wanted to call and check in, man. We're going to do this.
We're going to keep our promises.
We're going to
pop in on you for our first and 10, and you're going to drop the nuggets for sports.
Nuggets.
Yeah. There you go.
Awesome, man.
We appreciate you, Mason.
Peace.
Take care, buddy.
You too.
All right.
He's good, bro.
He is good.
Huddle up with her.
Okay.
Okay, so this segment again is has always been specifically for ladies, and dropping little nuggets mm-hmm. of information to make more football knowledge.
Right.
So this is a quote that I send to people on Facebook a lot. Okay. It's actually a meme, but the quote says, "The secret to a happy marriage is watching Steelers football together on Sunday."
This is so biased,
and again. The purpose of it, though,
I understand,
is for you and your spouse to bond.
Right.
Something tradition, making traditions.
I'm so glad you brought that up. So I watched this video, mm-hmm. right, on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, there are a lot of females are rooting for men. There are some females out there that are rooting for the male species.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Socially, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I watched a video. This female, she used some language that's, I won't use that language, but this is the premise of her whole video. She said, "So you mad that he's at home on the game, playing a game?" She said, "In a day and age where men are anywhere else but at home,
mm-hmm.
you're upset
right.
because he's at home and you know where he is
right.
on a game."
I saw that video.
Yeah, he's paying the bills.
Yeah, I saw that.
She snapped. He paying the bills. This is what she said. She said, "You know where else he could be? His nerd tail at Comic-Con talking to somebody that could be familiarized with what he likes. Right. He could be talking to another female that wants to get to know
his hobbies
in an outfit." She say, "But he got his tail at home. You know where he is." Mm-hmm. She was like, "And you mad because he at home on the game?"
Right. Facts, though.
Dude, facts. She snapped.
Facts.
On her own people. So when you brought that up,
yeah.
the huddle up with her, that sparked. So you saw that video.
Yes, I did.
Snapped. I went in the comments.
It's so true, though.
I went in the comments. I say, we need to keep her safe at all costs.
Sex doctor segment.
The sex doctor.
Ah, this is going to be interesting. Mm-hmm.
Dude, there's no way we're going to do this, these shows in the hour.
No,
this is
crazy. I just gave up on that.
The key to a good marriage is a lot of sex. Shout out. Mm-hmm. Withholding sex as a form of punishment is a relationship killer. Listen.
This was on that sheet.
It's facts. Biblically, it's considered witchcraft. Mm. It is considered witch. When you use that to sway your partner or your spouse.
Yeah.
Biblically, that's witchcraft because it's under rebellion. It falls under rebellion. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says rebellion is the same as witchcraft. Mm-hmm.
If people would get away from the stereotype of what you know, modern day witchcraft with witches and all that stuff, we're not talking about that.
Facts.
Right.
This is you using something to persuade to.
Yeah.
Right, to hold it over. So
the quote says the bedroom can heal or frustrate.
Wow,
it can destroy a marriage. It can destroy a marriage.
Manipulation, and exploitation. Mm-hmm. If I can't trick you, I'll force you. Mm-hmm. Manipulation is the con man. Exploitation is the gun man.
Yeah, there's a difference.
I just said. Manipulation is the con
man. You need to get your little
is the con man. Exploitation is the gun man. If I can't trick you to do it, then I pull a pistol and force you to do it. In life.
Golly. All right.
Travel through your
the bedroom can heal or frustrate. You can.
That's right.
Wow. Travel through your eyes.
Travel through your eyes.
Let's go.
All right. Where did you go on your honeymoon?
We were actually in Iceland, so it was kind of like
you got married in Iceland.
I got married. My marriage certificate is in Icelandic.
Really?
There's no English on there. Only English is our name.
Man, you need to. That's actually one of those like exhibit type things. You know, if you had a Hesley Museum,
it's in Icelandic.
Wow,
it's written in Icelandic.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reykjavik, to be exact. Reykjavik Courthouse.
So y'all were on duties, basically. So y'all, okay.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
We went to, we were in New Orleans and actually went and spent the weekend in the French Quarter.
See, so it's like you were already in an area that was conducive for you to do that. Yeah. So that's you know, that's cool. Okay. Health is wealth.
Health is wealth.
Hey, man, listen, before I'm going into this. It's at an all-time high now. We're woke more now, health-wise.
Yep.
Like never before.
Yep. I start to notice people changing. People I haven't seen out walking more. I've seen in the grocery stores. I notice all types of what people eat now. But I have been noticing a lot more fit.
Right,
trying and talking about, you know, conversations. They're at least conscious of, you know, wanting to start.
I pulled up. I had to go to an ATM. And I stopped in 8 miles. Anyway, I put up in my van. I looked three cars over, actually. This lady, this husband and wife, I'm assuming, pull up. And we're going to get to this.
Yeah. We're good.
She in the passenger side. And she could use some tips, just to say the least. Being very kind. Sure. She was obese. Yeah. I pulled up. I got undid my seatbelt, turned the van out, opened the door, got out. She had already been there. She was still... It took her 5 minutes to get from the car to the door, which only took me 60 seconds. That's how close.
Oh, I see that all the time.
And then when it got to stepping up on the curb.
I see that all the time.
I'm talking about struggling.
For me, it's always just like anything else in life, a curiosity of
How did you get there?
How did you get there?
It is not overnight.
Right, exactly. Like, what, it was a what process. Is it?
Help this one. Okay.
Serenity now.
No, so the importance of fitness in marriage.
Okay,
marriage.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, wow. Bro, you're trying to get some serenity. It is super important. I think it helps mentally each individual.
Yeah.
It helps you mentally.
Well, you, as an individual. And yours, you work out.
Right,
together.
Work out. Right.
Yeah, it's a bond.
It does, right.
Yeah. I know when, you know, and you look at certain marriages, if they're just sitting there, not doing anything.
Right. You know, idle. Yeah.
You know, again.
Nothing comes good from me.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
So.
Serenity now.
Serenity now.
All right.
The most common mental health issues in a marriage are anxiety and depression.
Wow.
However, a good marriage provides a source of social and emotional support, which can be crucial for positive mental health.
I like that second part. A good marriage provides a source of social and emotional support. So that means social, outward, mm-hmm. and what everybody can see, which whatever they can see on the outside, it should be the same, but they can't behind closed doors. I don't believe in facades. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To the point where it's offensive, but I don't care. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Anyway.
I understand.
Yeah. That's crucial. Positive mental health, man.
That's right.
Look at your neighbor.
Look at your neighbor.
On July 25th, 1866, the Freedmen Act stipulated that all colored persons, that's in quotations, who recognize each other. Can I get amen?
Amen.
As a man and a wife, prior to this law, were not legally married, and their children legitimate.
Oh,
as Congress recognized black people legal right to marry.
Say that again.
Y'all don't hear me. I said black people legal right to marry.
Look at your neighbor.
It's all about relationships.
It's all about the relationships.
All right.
In Japan, they have what's called a dual driver marriages. And basically, the husband is a truck driver.
Uh-huh.
And so he gets his wife to, and they live in a truck.
Uh-huh.
And they take turns driving.
Who?
The wife and the husband.
Okay.
So, but in order to be even more efficient, the man marries two wives.
Oh, come on now. What's going on in Zion?
So Rick, one wife is, you know, they're you know, so one person can drive and two people can rest.
Oh man.
Yeah. So
I'm sure his rest time is very interesting. Yeah. One drives. I wonder what the other one's doing while he's wondering what he's doing with the second wife's driving.
Hey buddy.
Hey buddy. Watch it there, buddy. You're talking about he so you know what he was?
What?
He was the Jack Tripper of the trucking agency, buddy.
In Japan.
Watch yourself. You know what segment this is? I just hit the right button because I'm that kind of dude.
Yes, sir.
Pimp segment.
Pimp segment.
This is a real contract confiscated from pimp in Washington, D.C. during a raid in 1977. You know my pimping day. You know my pimping years in 19. Oh, my bad. I was
going back. Going back.
You know, take me back to the terms of the contract read. And I'm going to read as follows. And I quote. Listen to a pimp real close. Okay, let's tell pimp records. You are reading this because you have passed one of the requirements to become a member of the illustrious family of whoever you're pimping with. You feel me? This life is just like a large-scale movie production with me as the producer and you as the star, my love. Uh-huh, that's big pimping. The world is your audience, for the entire universe is your stage. You are going to be my star lady. End quote. That's
end
big
quote.
Pimping
right there. That was a real contract.
Now, is that the pimp version of marriage vows?
Yes. Forever, for better or worse.
Boy, if I put that on Facebook,
I catch all kind of flack.
Blue bag music set.
All right. Here comes the bride. Uh-oh. Also known as the bridal chorus, is a popular wedding processional song from Richard Wagner's opera Lohengrin. Despite its opera origins, it gained popularity as a wedding march after being featured in the wedding for Princess Victoria, daughter of Queen Victoria.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Here comes the bride.
Here comes the bride.
Random 3 a.m. thoughts. You know I like these, but each person in a marriage, male and female, has wondered, why am I here? Which was, by the way, our last episode, which was fire. I listened to that joke about 2 or 3 times. Mm-hmm. So that's the truth. It several times.
It's true.
I mean, it's a recurring thought. and every dude.
No. It's part of the concept again. Is for our title, for better or worse.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure that when you're going through the worst, your thoughts at 3 a.m.
are the worst. Yeah, man.
And you know, again, you could have that on the flip side. You can be in bliss with something going on and very tight and connected, and 3 a.m. you could think, why am I here? And he was like, mm-hmm. Well, all the thankful things that you're,
that's true,
that you're there on for. Why you're, but
here. I like how you flipped that.
Yeah,
that's good.
It could go both ways.
Mm-hmm. Red flags.
Yeah. All right, red flags. Mm-hmm. Emotional withdrawal. This was on that sheet too. Emotional withdrawal. It says men leave silently when they are dismissed.
Could you explain for the people in the listening ears of how, what it means to be dismissed or to feel like you're dismissed as a man?
If your spouse has, as we talked about earlier, with the women withholding sex,
right?
Or if you're publicly dismissive, embarrassing your husband.
If you're dismissive of what he feels, okay.
Basically, what at some point your husband is going to check out.
Yeah,
he's going to make mental note. He's not going to start. He's not going to be like as a woman when a chink in the armor is shown. Hey, what's going on?
Right.
As a man, we're going to silently check it out.
Yeah.
And then we're going to emotionally withdraw. And then it's all but over at that point.
Right. I heard a man say this yesterday. He said, if you're not careful with a good man, he'll go from being you having a good man to remembering what a good man you had.
Facts.
I said, God, that was heavy, bro.
Facts.
That was heavy, dude. That was heavy. All right. And the whole thing about before we move, the thing for me is the dismissive part.
That is heavy. Listen, y'all, you can't.
It's a relationship killer.
You can't. You know what leads to being dismissive? Starting to take that person for granted. It starts with being taken for granted. Like, she said, okay, that's just, or he'll be okay. Like, that starts the path of being dismissive. And I'm telling you that you can, I said this in my sermon, you don't have to walk out to check out. you can check out without walking out.
Say that again? You caught me.
You don't have to walk out to check out with your legs. You can check out mentally.
Right.
Without walking.
Which is worse.
Because you still.
Which is worse.
Yeah. Because your body's here with me, but your mind is on the. Yeah. Yep.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
All right. The Bible warns about divorce. I'm glad you gave me this. Because there's some conflict within the body of Christ. And I want to address it real quick.
Okay.
In Romans, around Romans 7, Paul talks about the law in Romans 7. You can look it up for yourself. And so he's trying to free people from the law because we're under grace. Okay? The law had everything to do with the Old Testament. Not that the law was bad, but he's trying to free them up. But so divorce came up, right? So it was said, he said, if there's one that divorces a woman, or you get divorced, whatever, unless that person dies, you can't remarry. And if you remarry, you are an adulterer, an adulteress.
Right.
So if that's the case, do you know how many adulterers and adulteresses we have
you talking to one
that's been married more than once.
Oh God, yes.
I'm talking about that's been married more than once. You know how many pastors that's been married more than once? Mm-hmm. You know how many pastors' wives that's been married more than once?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So if see if that's true, Coach, then we're in trouble. So you're telling me
now? I've heard though. I don't know if it was in the Bible or some self-help, but I have heard to the point which I do believe that if you divorce and you remarry, both of you remarry, and you know,
listen, that
it's see, okay.
He's trying to get them delivered from the law. That was under the law.
Because at some point you can, it says in the Bible, you can divorce for adultery or for abandonment.
Right.
There was two
right.
For both. So if you divorced, are you not able to find,
see what I mean?
You know, I mean, does that make you a sinner if you find new love and get remarried?
So that's condemning to me. That's not like condemnation, which the Bible doesn't want to do.
Right.
So to me, I can't take that because that's condemnation.
Okay.
I believe in grace.
Which is what I think the Bible is.
How can we accept another chance but not be willing to give another chance?
Right.
But exactly. We break in these chances. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Right.
But then give me another. Nah. All right. Zaza Gabor been married 9 times.
She's been married 9 times.
She gonna bust hell wide open 9 times.
Darling.
Saying she is. I'm joking. But you know, if what, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Here go my favorite one of my favorite parts of the show.
All right. Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Facts. Okay. This was interesting. Birth order can influence whether a marriage succeeds or fails.
This is crazy. Go, please.
The most successful marriages are those where the oldest marries the youngest of sisters. The oldest male marries the youngest of sisters. Two firstborns, however, tend to be more aggressive and can create higher levels of tension.
This is crazy.
Interesting, though, the highest divorce rates are when an only child marries another only child.
That's crazy. Mm. Those are crazy stats, dude.
Did you know?
Okay.
If you want to know whether or not that your object of your affection will be a good marriage partner, check out his or her yearbook photo.
Oh.
In another study, scientists ranked the intensity of people's smiles in their college yearbook photos from 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
They found that none of the people with the biggest smiles had divorced.
Really?
While almost 25% of those who didn't smile had ended a marriage. I looked at my yearbook picture this morning, my college yearbook picture. I did not smile.
What?
Nope. I was not smiling.
Hey, Coach, you laying the smackdown this morning, bro.
Things that make you go,
That already made me go, it's late. Come on, I can't take
it. Glenn Wolf, also known as the world's most married man, has been married 31 times to 29 different women.
Louise.
And held the record for having the highest monogamous relationships in the Guinness Book of World Records.
What in the world is going on inside? Dog, bro. Glenn, Mr. Wolf.
Mr. Wolf, come on, man.
How old is he? We got to see how old Glenn Wolf is.
Yeah, this was back in the black and white days of color of television, so I'm thinking he's probably dead.
He left here a pimp.
Yeah.
he the king of the pimp.
You marry me? Again.
Again.
29
Church announcement.
Church announcement.
All right. Brought to you by our sponsor,
Calling Clean LLC. We want to congratulate our own sister, Sister Nag, for her wedding last week. She decided to keep her own last name for work purposes. So she wanna stay Sister Nag. Okay. All right. Oh my goodness.
That is diabolical, bro. All right, don't forget our second annual movie night sleepover. For a list of movies to be shown, email Nurse Thickums. Listen, I'm nervous about her and these what movie.
You better check her. You better run them by Pastor Ledbetter.
We need to filter. Pastor Ledbetter ain't no better. Ledbetter ain't no better.
That's a rhyme,
ain't it? That's a devil entendre.
From the dark side.
What if?
All right, what if? What if when you walked into your house and you saw Darth Vader air choking your wife?
What?
What if when you walked into your house and you saw Darth Vader air choking your wife? You know, that's how that was his deal.
Right.
Yeah.
What could you do?
Rick. Surrender yourself, Rick. Search your feelings, Luke.
Listen, dude. This is the Yoda effect.
Okay. Keeping in theme with marriage. Ephesians 5, verses 25 to
33.
Is widely considered one of the best Bible verses for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It emphasizes the sacrificial love that husbands should show for their wives,
right?
Mirroring Christ's love for the church.
Right.
It also speaks to the wife's respect and submission to her husband while highlighting the mutual love and respect within the marriage. So,
boy, listen here. Let me tell you something. This is probably one of the most... Because of some of the words that you use, one word and that's submissive and submission. The average woman does not. That when you say submission, she says. Listen, real talk.
But they're looking at it from a. They're looking at it from a from the wrong. They're looking at it from the actual. I'm going to get on my knees.
Right. And that's not what that means.
No, not at all. Not at all.
First of all, it talks about wives, love your husbands as you love your own body. Right. Mm-hmm. And then it compares it to as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
Right.
Present a faultless, you know, washing it with the word.
Right.
It says wives submit to your own husbands.
Yeah.
In the original, King James, it says to your own husband. Some texts say wives submit to your husband. They left out own. That's the reason why.
Okay.
Because there was a whorehouse up on the hill in Ephesus. It was a whorehouse. And the husbands were displeased with their wives, who would probably be being dismissive, felt dismissed, disrespected.
Right.
They was going up the hill.
Okay.
That's why it says submit to your
own wife. Ah.
Own husband.
There
was some things going on.
Right.
And see, there was male and female prostitutes. See, people don't realize it was male and female prostitutes. Yeah. Facts. See, prostitution originality, it's not, it was just, we just put it on females. Nah, it was male prostitutes too.
Well, yeah,
we
talked about that in our episode. You saw almond.
But you know what? They were men that were with women. You know what I'm saying? They weren't no men with men. Like men, like
right,
like
I understand.
Yeah, just as prevalent. Yeah. But we somehow omit that. Mm. So I gotta give credit where credit due. Touche. Right.
Facts.
So that's what Ephesians. It's talking about
Yoda.
He had to warn him.
Yoda.
He had to warn him.
Yoda.
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 So,
that he had to warn them, dude. It was now, a lot going on in Ephesus.
In Ephesians?
Paul.
Paul.
Yes. Okay. Who was before he was Saul. We talked about him before,
right,
too.
Right, yeah. Right.
So, yeah, this dude
okay.
went through it, bro.
Jeez.
Bad.
So, all right.
All right.
And urge
to my knut.
Hey, listen. So, I had not, before you give this, I haven't watched Get Up in a while, right? Well, I
watched it this week. Did you see
sheesh. Yikes. So, apparently, all of them, the main staff is on vacation. Because they got everybody
right,
filling in.
Right.
She's doing an awesome job filling in for Molly.
She is.
She's, yeah. And listen, I had broke up with Monica.
No disrespect to Molly. No disrespect.
Talk heavy,
but
bro.
But Monica would kill that position. Because she is actually got the conversation. Molly's kind of there for the look and...
So I got to walk some back that I said. I broke up with Monica on... I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Because remember I said Molly? We you back together. Like,
okay. Monica, I'm still with you. I'm so still with you. This is our marriage poem to Monica McNutt.
Help me get back with her, coach.
Monica, come grow old with me. Mm-hmm. The best is yet to be. Mm. Monica, in all the world, there is no heart felt for me like yours. Mm-hmm. Monica, if I know what love is, because of you.
Oh.
Monica, let us be like two falling stars in the day sky.
I feel myself falling.
Monica, as we hold hands with God.
I can feel it.
And while you're saying, I do. An ode to McNutt.
Thank you for letting me get back with you, Monica. We go together again.
Y'all go together?
We go together.
Check yes, check no.
You already did that?
Yeah. The little paper?
Yes, check this. Of course. Yeah, yeah. Wasn't that exciting?
It was.
That was our Facebook post.
Right. A pencil and a piece of raggedy notebook paper.
Status.
Right.
All right. Old people saying.
It's a new segment.
These old people. These old people saying, hey, boy, a stitch in time saves nine. What does that even mean? The proverb emphasizes the importance of addressing problems early to prevent them from becoming bigger and more difficult to fix. That's fire. Yeah. A stitch in time will save you nine.
Exactly.
Facebook. It's going on Facebook. Facts. That is lit.
All right. African proverb.
All right.
Marriage is like a ground nut. Okay. You have to crack it to know what is inside.
Okay.
This proverb highlights the idea that you can't truly understand the complexities and challenge of marriage until you are in it. It emphasizes the importance of experience and perseverance in navigating the realities of married life.
So you talk about that ground nut. So is it fair to say you won't know until you bust that nut? You mentioned the ground nut. So you really won't know until you bust that nut. I can't make this up, man. Listen, these proverbs gonna get us in trouble.
Yeah, I know, right? All right,
now we got a Chinese proverb.
Chinese Let's see what proverb. You Chinese.
Hey, you buy now. Pick a color. Pick a color. All right, with love, water enough. Without love, food doesn't satisfy.
All right.
The Chinese saying about love can be used to communicate how fulfilling your relationship is and how much light and joy your partner brings into your life. Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Animal Planet. I still like the African one better.
You like
until you bust that nut.
Come on.
Animal Planet.
All right.
Ducks are symbols of marital happiness and fidelity.
I never knew that.
Especially in Chinese culture. They represent loyalty, companionship, and prosperity in relationships. A duck-themed gift could be a beautiful choice for newlyweds or a couple celebrating an anniversary, as it reflects harmony and devotion.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Lost in translation.
Can you pronounce that?
I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
Sudesune?
Nah.
Saudu.
Sonesne.
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 Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Sonesne.
So.
Sonesne. Sonesne.
Sonesne.
Sonesne.
Sonesne.
Wait a minute. Yes, dear. You got to say it in the same tone. Yes, dear. Sonesne. Sonesne. Yes, dear. Sonesne. Sonesne, dear.
This is when I've been driving the you know, the Japanese guys from Nippon Steel. They say this in the car a lot. And so one day I asked one of them, I was like, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. And then basically what it in Japanese is like, so let's say we're talking and you said something and I said, oh, that's fire. Ooh,
right.
Like what? Or, yep, you're right. I agree with you.
Okay.
That's their way of saying I agree with you, what you just said.
Okay.
So many times, though, it goes into different formalities, like we are.
Okay.
If they're with their boss, and usually with me, they're with their boss.
Okay.
So does Nan. So does Nan. So does Nan. Like, okay. Very polite.
Wow.
You know, so does Nan. But if they're with, you know, me and you chopping it up, man, facts, what up? You know,
right.
So does.
That's so does, okay. So does. That's smooth. I like that.
Yep.
All right, coach, what you got for me?
Spelling bee,
bro. Come on.
All right. Saw dade. It's a noun. Nostalgic, longing to be near again to something or someone that is distant.
Saw dade.
The love that remains.
Oh man, you got me, because I don't know if it's a S A U or S O Y, because you're saying saw or S O I.
Saw.
S A W. S A U.
Saw Dade.
S A U. D. A I D or D A D E?
Miami Dade County. Saw Dade.
S A U D A D E.
Yeah.
Boom. I don't know what. So
sausage. Okay.
Right. So he rubbed his stomach.
Because you just said you didn't know whether it was S A U
or S A W or S O. Because the way you said it, you was like, saw. I was like,
but they also,
soy?
That's my jersey.
That's what got me.
Right.
The dialect.
The dialect. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, I got that one in. All right. Okay. Quotes of the week.
Quotes of the week.
Get out of here, Dewey. Life, this is so fire. Life will not postpone our death. So let us not postpone our life. That's fire. Mm. That's going on Facebook, dude. Yeah. You so almondy.
Sometimes the hardest part isn't letting go, but rather learning to start again.
That's another good one.
That's a headbanger.
Wow.
That's me right now.
Why do you say that?
Because when you go through change, you have to learn how to start over again. And so sometimes you just don't know what's... I'll give you an example of something I thought about. You ever see those commercials where... or videos on Facebook, like where those little dogs are like on the side of the road or in the woods, and they're like...
Right.
You know? And
to stay serious.
They get them and they're shivering, right, and all that stuff.
Right.
And then you bring them to the place and they clean them up and they're trying to feed them. And, you know, sometimes they even show when they're in the house.
Right.
But they're still in that state.
Gunshot.
Right.
Okay.
They're still in that state. Even after they're in a new home.
Right.
They're getting
shown love.
Showing new love.
Okay.
They're getting all. And you still kind of like, okay.
It's like a shell shot.
How do I
receive this?
Exactly. So that's kind of what that quote.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
You know, the basis of that, the foundation of what you just told me, nothing against you, is fear.
Yeah.
That's the
it is.
Foundation of it.
It is.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Fear. Yeah, absolutely.
I put a quote on Facebook.
Them dogs be up there shivering, boy.
Right. Even though they be,
and they, man, they be in a nice environment with the blanket, and they got a bathe,
still
and all the treats in front of them.
Still scared.
Yeah. Wow, I believe. So, what's the solution? I can't move. So, how do you? Because I don't want to leave that right there. So, how do you?
Same
how
as
do you,
the dog eventually comes around.
You succumb to the environment.
Yeah.
Say okay, yeah, it's cool. It's
absolutely. Just sometimes it just depends on the enormous level of what that dog has been through. To to that point, to how he can let it go and relax and be with his new family.
Wow. So this segment, I Believe I Can Fly.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. Don't stress on the could haves. If it should have,
it would have.
That's pimping right there.
That's light pimping. On the low low.
Yes. All right. Yes, Big Brother Almighty.
Yes, sir.
The best thing to hold on to in life is each other.
Wow. That's heavy. Mm-hmm. As long as they ain't got no thorns on them. I cracked myself up. Blue Horseshoe loves Anacott Steel.
You saw it, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I told you that was a line, man. That was a cold line.
Assumptions are the termites of relationships.
Yes.
Dude, that is, listen.
Assuming.
Quit being so presumptuous with your partner. Quit assuming that it didn't bother them as much as it did.
In anything.
Be considerate.
What that shows, when you have a lot of assumptions, it shows that you have a bad level of communication.
Facts.
With your partner. You don't, their level of communication is poor. That's why a lot of assumptions are made.
Consideration is the cure to assumption.
Mm-hmm.
Be considerate.
Mm-hmm. Speak and then speak on it.
Quit.
Usually, you assume.
Yeah.
It's the funny thing is that the majority of what's assumed is incorrect. So you
facts.
spend the time and energy thinking about this in this manner, but it's actually not even correct.
Right.
Right.
You need to check on Superman too. Nobody checks on Superman.
That's right.
Come on, bro.
Hey, man.
Nobody. He the man of steel.
Son of snare.
You're not realizing he didn't got hit with some kryptonite.
Right.
You need to check on Superman too, man.
Yeah.
All right.
How you do. Sometimes the heart sees what is invisible to the eye.
Yikes. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I had to ponder these thoughts, y'all. That's why I got quiet like that. Yeah, did y'all see that space of quietness? That was me relishing in that quote. That's heavy right there. Final Sports Drive. A Final Drive Sports Jeopardy.
Final Drive Sports Jeopardy.
This the newlywed game we're doing now?
Yeah, yeah. So I called the missus.
Oh, boy.
Got some information.
Oh, boy. They plotting.
And we just going to have a little fun now. With you, Eric.
Yeah, buddy, watch yourself.
Yeah. You wouldn't know anything about that.
Come on, Biff. Bifferoni.
All right. Describe what is the first letter of your last name that best describes your wife's chest. What she has given an answer. So I want you to just say the answer. What is the first letter of your last name that best describes your wife's chest?
You mean her breast?
Breast, chest.
Start with an H because
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
Hot.
Hot. Okay. She said it took her a while. And she said, well, shit, half of the size out they want it, they should be.
Okay, but
you go with hot. So,
come on.
What was the letter that she described your chest? What do you think she described for your chest?
Did she use hot for mine, or
no,
did she use
no.
Hard?
Hard, hunky.
I was gonna say hunky.
Hunky. She said, oh, no, he hunky.
He's so hunky.
He's so hunky. All right, what is your spouse's favorite food?
Oh, man, bro. Oh, well, her favorite food.
I've ate it for breakfast.
Fish. Yeah.
Salad. What is yours? And what is yours? What would you think she said for you?
My favorite food?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Fish, too.
Yep, yeah. That's right. Both of y'all got it right.
Right.
Okay. All right, go Heslies.
Yeah, dude.
All right, who said I love you first?
I think I did.
And that's what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what she said. Yeah. What's the most annoying thing your spouse does? And this is what she, this is her response. So what do you think she said about you? What's the most annoying thing for you that you do?
That I do?
Mm-hmm.
To annoy her?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, when I get angry?
No, she said when you're on the toilet. She said the way you...
What do I do?
I don't know. Yeah, you.
I don't know what you do, but I didn't know you annoys her.
It is all right. All right. Who is the best gift giver?
She is.
Okay. She said that too. All right. And last question. Who is the night owl?
Me?
No, she said her.
What?
Yeah. She said she's a night owl.
Huh. Okay. Interesting. I thought I was the one.
Y'all did good though.
Yeah.
Y'all did good.
Shout out
to y'all. All right. I saw one, and it was where I got the idea from.
Mm-hmm.
They had asked the couples. They was like, "All right, where's the weirdest place that you decided to make whoopee?"
Mm-hmm.
And so the lady was like, she was real, happy go lucky, smiling. She was like, the ass."
Huh?
She said the ass.
Oh. My goodness.
On the show.
TMI.
He was like, no, where?
All right.
Oh, never have I ever.
All right. For yes, we're going to be James Bond. Bond.
James Bond.
James Bond. All right. And show me the money for no.
Yep.
Show me the money.
Never
have I ever been in a relationship with someone who was too clingy.
Bond.
James Bond. Never have I ever been in a relationship just for the status or money.
Show me the money.
Never have I ever regretted a relationship. Bond.
Bond.
James Bond. Never have I ever been in a relationship where we had nothing in common.
Bond.
James Bond. Never have I ever danced in the rain with a partner.
Bond. Show me the money.
James Bond. I have.
Yeah?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. I did. I was in high school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. This is our helpful hints. This is actually an Apache wedding prayer. So wow. It's an Indian Apache wedding prayer.
Okay.
That we're going to read to our listeners.
Okay.
It says, treat yourselves and each other with respect and remind yourselves often of what you brought to you together.
Okay.
Give your highest priority to the tenderness, gentleness, and kindness that your connection deserves.
Mm-hmm.
When frustration, difficulties, and fear assail your relationship as they threaten all relationships at one time or another, remember to focus on what is right between you, not only the part which seems wrong. In this way, you can ride out the storms when clouds hide the face of the sun in your lives.
Mm.
Remembering that even if you lose sight of it for a moment, the sun is still there.
Wow.
And if each of you takes responsibility for the quality of your life together, it will be marked by abundance and delight.
That's fire. I like
Indian
that.
Indian tent.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Next week.
Yeah. Next week.
The Gollum Riddle Challenge and Nurse Thickum's Return. So
you might as well get ready next week.
dude, we really have to make sure we filter. Oh, Thickums, man. Gollum is good.
Gollum is good. Gollum's going to get you next week.
Gollum, I'm going to see.
I got my precious.
I think, did I get him the last few times?
Yes, you did, my precious, but I still kept the ring. I still have the ring, my precious.
Tech segment.
Tech segment.
Thank you to our incredible listeners. Thank you for being part of the On and Off the Field family. Don't forget to like or follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. And, of course, our website, onandoffthefieldwithada.com.
Coach, this has been On and Off the Field Sports Podcast with a purpose, episode number 52.
For better or worse.
What? On the field, Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation, since 1976.
And you know who it is, since 1968.
The infamous one, Yoda Man.
Yoda. See you later, alligator. Peace.
You know, this was a good show.
Yeah, I like it.
And we did it in an hour and 10 minutes.
Nice.
We're getting a little better, y'all. Y'all hanging there with
us. Hanging there with us. We're trying.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
I'm trying. No. In your Dave Chappelle, boys.
I'm trying.
You're gonna make Wayne Brady have the joke. Is that my mind?
I'm trying to go, y'all. Peace.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.